You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. One more time, if you haven't picked up those tickets yet for the Farm Assets Conference, do it right now, 800-898-1065. A little secret, you can walk in the day of. That would be Tuesday morning. Be there at 9:30. $30 in cash or bring a check. We will not take a credit card, so you have that option. However, if you can, go online and go ahead and get yourself registered for it. We don't send you tickets anyway. We just check you in. It'll be a whole lot easier. And we'll know you're coming, so it'll be easier for the folks at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center to make sure they have a meal for you. Please do that, 800-898-1065, farmassetsconference.com. Now let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. And Mike Tenora of T-Storm in Chicago, I think I'd prefer not to talk directly about the weather, but maybe the bigger picture as it relates to El Nino. I know you've done a lot of studies. What are you finding out about El Ninos when they're as strong as this one?
Well, we're starting to come to some fairly interesting conclusions, not so much for what happens in the next few months, but really what happens next summer. Now, if you start to look at all of the different El Nino events, and the one that we're in right now is going to end up very similar to the events in 1982-83 and in 1997-98. Both of those years had late summer heat waves. And the thing that we're finding that's fairly interesting is that no matter which moderate to strong El Nino you look at least of the last 10, 9 of those had late summer heat waves. Now, here's the big thing, and this is what we don't know, and this is what's going to drive the importance of weather next summer. The timing of this heat wave is very important. If you look at 1983, heat essentially began in the beginning of July and then lasted all the way into September. And that's why the 1983 corn and soybean crops were some of the worst on record. If you look at what happened in 1998, we also had a heat wave, but it didn't really begin until later in August, and most of the big anomalies to the warm side don't show up in 1998 until September. By September, most of the key phases of corn and soybean development are over with. So because of that, yields in 1998 were actually near to just a little bit above trend, again, primarily because the bad weather scenario held off a little bit. You start to look at some of these other years and you start to see the same thing. And basically the conclusion that we're coming to is that more than likely we're going to have a heat wave next summer, but whether it starts on July 1st, July 15th, July 30th, or August 15th, we don't know, and that's what it's all going to come down to as far as whether or not we have a decent-sized crop or one of the notorious poor crops that sometimes accompany these rapid transitions away from El Nino.
As always, some really interesting data. Thank you so much for sharing that with me and with the listeners here. I do appreciate it, Mike. We'll talk with you again next week.
That sounds great, Todd. You have a great afternoon.
You too. That, of course, is Mike Tenora. He's with T-Storm Weather from Chicago, Illinois. He joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Look us up online anytime you'd like at willag.org. That's willag.org. There you can pick up your tickets for next week's Farm Assets Conference.